Yeah, of course, that's when you really get to see the ins and outs, when you're actually working with the players, or, you know, face to face. And from Tuesday's game and from of course, it's been a very short period. We're talking days in terms of on the training pitches and into that first game, and now the last couple of days in terms of the training. So yeah, it's a good way to get a good look at the players, and we've been working very hard, very committed in all those days, and trying to put the simple ideas and the plan across, that short-term plan we have, and been very receptive. So it's been very good.
One of the hardest things to change manually, if you like, is confidence. You can see the lack of confidence in front of goal, and the way that conceding a goal can knock the team off balance for a while. It's going to take something going right to change that, isn't it?
Of course, but I think part of the job when we come in is to lift the mood. I think when the mood's lifted, confidence gets lifted, and of course, I said to you at the very start, results and points are the ultimate confidence booster. But I said to you after Tuesday, I think the good thing about that was coming into that changing room afterwards, looking at the players' faces and seeing still a really good belief and a motivation to go into these last 10 games, because we competed very well against a very good side, and a side that's up in the top six at this moment in time, and we competed very well with them, and we only lost the game on an unlucky situation where there was a deflection and it led to the goal, and it was a very fine margin. So in terms of the belief and the motivation afterwards, what I saw in the players was still very good, and I think they felt that. So of course, there's other things that we've talked about that we're addressing as we are right now, and going through it as quickly as we can, but as calmly as we can as well, because you can't rush through it. You have to make it very clear and make sure the players have those ideas and see those improvements in these 10 games coming.
You finding them a receptive group to work with?
Very much so. They've been very good. As I said at the start, I could tell from literally the first day that we've got a very honest group here, and they are. I can promise all of our fans, they're very motivated to get the club and themselves and everyone out of the situation we are. So that's always great to work with, because when you have a group like that, you have room to improve, because they're willing to do it, and they're listening to what you're asking them to do, and they've got the desire to do it. Of course, you want to accelerate that as quickly as possible, but we're realistic as well. So those things put together is the belief, reason why the belief's there, and that we can go into these 10 games and show those improvements as we go along to get where we need to get to.
Proper baptism of fire. You go from playing a team who got back into the playoffs this week to playing a team that's in the automatic promotion positions. I mean, Cardiff away, as tough a fixture as that there pretty much is in the league.
Yeah, of course they are, and we always knew that, and they're all tough games in the Championship, but of course, the Middlesbrough game and now the Cardiff game are of course extremely difficult. They're the teams in, especially Cardiff, in really good form, and at home as well. I think it's the last five, is it? They've won at home, so we know it's difficult, but we showed against a good side in Middlesbrough how well we can compete, and it was a very even game, and on any given day it could have gone either way, and I think we deserve something. It was only by a bit of unluckiness that we didn't get anything from that game. So we'll go down to Cardiff and we'll compete again. We'll compete hard and show that motivation and that belief. And of course, again, it's only been a few days, but things we've been working on and trying to put those improvements in, and we'd like to see them come out in the game coming on the weekend.
Neil Warnock's been a manager since you were at primary school. I mean, it's extraordinary how long is it, and his hunger to try and fight against the odds to some extent as he's at Cardiff.
Yeah, I've got a lot of respect for Neil. He's been fantastic with me since I've become a manager. He's often given me texts and little things like that for every club I've been at and different situations. And, it's a good thing from an experienced manager like that to a younger manager. And I've got a lot of respect for him. And he's got his team in a good way, and we know what to expect and how difficult it's going to be. But what we're trying to, the message to the players is focusing on ourselves. We have to, and things that we've been working on. And you saw that on Tuesday, where the be all and end all is, straight away, is the commitment and desire to do it. And I think you saw a committed team and are very much together. And yes, you need more than that. And I've already talked about the capability. So working on certain things that we need to make sure that capability comes out is what we're going to see in these next 10 games. That's what we're looking for. But number one is to compete, and I think our fans will back us, as you saw on Tuesday night, the backing, because they saw a team committed and together and fighting right to the very end. And yes, we didn't pick up the points, we're disappointed with that, but if we can keep, which we will do, we'll keep that fight and commitment from all of us, the fans, the players, the staff, everyone at the club, and add those improvements, I'm sure that we'll do fine.
Not many people from the bookies through to your own fans give you much of a chance at Cardiff. Are you the sort of manager that can use that as a positive, the fact that nobody gives you a chance? Could that be your best chance?
Yeah, of course. Such is life in football. I think it's one of the things I mentioned to the players. You know, there's times in your careers and times in life as well where everyone wants to doubt you, everyone wants to criticise you and put you into a situation where they want to make you believe what they're saying, and you have to come and show who you really are and what you stand for, and that's individually and collectively. So, you know, I've got a lot of experience of that in my career and as a player and as a manager, and of course, you know, players as well, they would have been through similar experiences of having doubt put on them. So it's to come out fighting, and I think you saw that fight in them on Tuesday. That's what we need to hold on to and keep there. That's going to be the biggest part of it all in these types of situations, and then of course the improvements that we need to make in certain areas. Look, we can't improve everything, we're realistic, but what we can do is improve certain areas that can give us a better opportunity to take points from games.
Tuesday, you mentioned it, much more energy, much more attacking intent. The system you play seemed to suit them, they seemed happy with it, but goals win games.
Of course they do, and we all know that. Everyone's fully aware of that. And of course, that's areas part of the short-term plan, and or any plan that you would ever have going to a club, that organisation of that attacking play and an understanding of what you need to do when you get into certain areas of the pitch with certain movements and certain players. But that doesn't come overnight. But what we are doing is addressing that as quickly as we can, and trying to give the idea to the players of what we want to look for and how we want to try and look when we're attacking in those situations. So those are the things that we work on. And as I said, with the commitment from everyone, that's the reason why we have a real confidence and belief in these players, that they're, because they're willing to learn and they want to do it, they have the desire to do it, that they'll take that on board and show those improvements in these next 10 games.
You'll have had a report about Cardiff. What do you expect from them, and have you got ideas how to counteract their strengths?
Of course, it's your job to analyse the opposition, and as I said, we're very much focused on ourselves. You know, it's no matter what team we come up against at this moment in time, the key is to make sure we improve ourselves, and we have our own areas and understanding of what we need to do, because at the end of the day, if we don't get those bits right, it doesn't matter what you play against. You know, you can't give yourself the best opportunity to win games. So we're focusing on ourselves, but of course we put the detail in there of what to expect and what we're going to face and what we might need to do, and areas that we can exploit. But look, Cardiff's an extremely difficult game, a very physical game. We're going to have to match that fight. But I thought we matched that fight with Middlesbrough on Tuesday, and we need to do that again, which I'm sure we will. And of course, try and use our capabilities, show an improvement on that side of it in the game on Tuesday. So that's what we're looking to do.
Have you had experience as a player and as a manager where you've been in a bad run and all of a sudden, somehow, you get a result and it's the platform to move on? You know what I mean? You get a good result.
And I do believe that with these players because, as I said before, I can promise everyone, you know, our fans and everyone, they're a very committed group. You know, I've been in many, many changing rooms, and I've been in committed ones, I've been in not so much committed ones, and I can tell the difference. And what I can promise everyone is these are very committed, and they've got the desire to get the club out of this situation. And in terms of experience, you know, when I took the job at Swansea, we had, you know, 13 games left, and we were in a real bad run of form. And obviously that's the reason why. And then you're right, you know, one result, and you know, of course you want the performance to be good and you want to see that growing, and you know, I think Tuesday was a step in the right direction on certain respects, but that one result, of course it does, sometimes it can be the catalyst, but it's not going to be about one result, it's going to be about these 10 games, and we'll see, you know, come the end of it, and we're confident, but come the end of that, and of course we're going to fight like we can for every single game, but it's one game at a time. Let's just focus on Cardiff and put our best possible on the pitch and try and show those improvements that we're trying to work on. And it's not easy, it's not an easy situation because we're working in a matter of a couple of days, but they're the group that can more than capable of showing that.